You can get the latest odds, offers and more great content at williamhill.com, on the William Hill app and in any of our shops around the UK. The Irish Racing Podcast with Andy Holding. Listen to the podcast at williamhill.com/podcasts. Or subscribe via iTunes by searching William Hill Podcasts in the music store.
Hello and welcome along to William Hill's Irish Racing Podcast. You join us on Wednesday's edition of the podcast where we're looking ahead to the action at Ireland's only all-weather venue. We've got a big card over at Dundalk this evening. Sam Norris here in the studio and on the line joining me to preview every race on the seven race card is Mr. Andy Holding. Morning, Andy.
Morning, Sam.
Freshened up from your mid-season break?
Yeah, definitely. Whether I'm quite in tune with what I've got to get through in the next few days, i.e. catching up with all the videos and tapes and watching numerous amount of races, Irish and English, is up to question. But I had a good fist of it yesterday. I started with Killarney last night. So I managed to find a few winners there, which has sort of given me a little bit of confidence. I am totally gone at the game after a week and a half away from it all.
Good stuff. The listeners will be pleased to know that as well, Andy.
Yeah. First one won at 14-1, so it was a bit of a lucky winner, to be fair. So just take what we can get. But yeah, back to the normal grindstone of Dundalk tonight. I mean that in the kindest possible sense. A lot of regulars running here this evening, and a lot of them I think will be quite welcome to go back on the all-weather because they've been struggling on the turf of late.
Yeah, certainly so. Let's get stuck into the action then. As I say, we've got seven races to preview from Dundalk tonight, and we begin at 6:05. The first race up is a maiden over 5 furlongs, where Rock in Peace heads the market at 11-8 this morning. 9-4 for Duck Egg Blue. Yulong Baobei is 7-2. 12-1 for UR Wonder. And it's 16s or bigger prices the remainder. A seven runner maiden with four newcomers, Andy. Doesn't whet the appetite too much, but it's interesting the monies came for this Gerline's newcomer, Rock in Peace. He's had his string in excellent order at the start of this season.
He has, yeah. His older horses are going really well, which is good. But the most significant factor of a lot of these victories of late for Jer has been the form of his two-year-olds. Psychedelic Funk being probably his best horse, who won the other day at Nace. Plenty of others have strutted their stuff to a decent standard, including a horse called King Electric, who ties in nicely with Duck Egg Blue. Looks like being Rock in Peace's main opponent here tonight. And King Electric has gone on to win subsequently. I think he floored an odds on favourite of Aidan O'Brien subsequently. So he'll have a fair idea of what it takes to beat Duck Egg Blue with this Rock in Peace, a colt by Kodiak. He could have done with a slightly better draw. Now there's only a small field here, but it's a bit of a bugbear of mine. I don't like going for horses who stuck out on the wing here. And first time up, that'll take a bit of overcoming that for me. So I'll probably go with the filly here down at the bottom, Duck Egg Blue, who has got a run. And I thought she showed a fair amount of promise behind the aforementioned King Electric and the impressive winner Ready to Rock. That was here precisely a month ago. I thought she ran really well, considering she was a wild outside and was very slowly away. Certainly did enough in the latter stages to suggest she's got ability. And as we said, the second has won since. Visor on for the first time, just to kind of shorten her ideas. It probably just mean that she'll be a little bit quicker away from the stalls on this occasion. You'd imagine that she would have some kind of advantage because of experience and the visor on over her main opponents here tonight, including Rock in Peace. So that could make life difficult for the rest. So therefore, I'm going to have to go with the experience in the shape of Duck Egg Blue in the opener.
Duck Egg Blue then gets the vote in the 6:05. We move over to race number two now, which comes up at 6:35. This is another 5 furlong maiden. But we've got 11 runners here, and it's the 3- and 4-year-olds who are lining up for this one. So a little bit more experience with these runners. The market headed by A Likely Story at 13-8. 2-1 for Aspar. Miracle 99 at 4-1. It's 14s bar those three. As we said, Andy, some of these have had a few darts at the board at the moment, and the market circling around these three who've had plenty of goes, all been consistent, but very much have hit the crossbar so far in their careers.
Yeah, they've all got slight negatives about them in many respects. So that might means it's quite difficult to actually pin one down and go, well, that's the one I'm going to side with. A Likely Story has had plenty of chances, so obviously he's the most exposed. That said, dropping back to 5 furlongs of the day, probably produced one of his best performances in defeat when beaten by a horse called Fainlogue. Don't think there's any disgrace in that, because that horse had finished second to a good horse at the Curragh previously to that. Back in third was Safouf, who's also been running consistently well from the Prendergast stable, and the pair of them were 4.5 lengths clear of that individual in question. Has had a run here as well at Dundalk, and the run, albeit over 7 furlongs, was behind General MacArthur's, a very good horse, and back in third was Blue De Vega, who's 4th favourite for the Irish 2000 guineas on Sunday. So he's been keeping good company, A Likely Story. He's well drawn, and obviously fitness is not a problem. The issue with Aspar is that he hasn't had a run this so far this season. He had plenty of goes last year, 3-4 attempts. He hit the ball down at every single start, and he showed plenty of ability. He's a big, stocky son of a Holy Roman Emperor, and if he doesn't need the run, he's going to be dangerous. And, of course, Miracle 99 represents the king of the underdog or weather trainers here, James Fean, who goes about his work in a quiet but concise and very deadly fashion. And this horse runs in the Pernu Connections here tonight after being with Richard Hannon last season. Of course, second to Western Reserve would certainly give this horse a massive chance. That horse is rated 109. 5 furlongs is the problem. Obviously been showing quite a bit of speed at home. To drop this horse down, however, for 3 furlongs from a mile to 5 furlongs is a bit of a leap of faith. And drawn in store 9 as well. So there you go. The 3 main protagonists have all got positives and negatives in equal measure. But I'll probably go with A Likely Story. Time figures are good. And that 5 furlong run last week suggests that he could be the one to beat.
A Likely Story then for Dermot Weldon. Pat Smullen gets the nod in the 6:35. Race number 3 is a maiden for the fillies over slightly longer. This is a 7 furlong trip for the 7:05. And the market here is headed by Lost in Love at 11-4. Pure Happiness 6-1. 13-2 for Suvenna. Ionisation is 7-1. It's 8-1 about Allure, Most Radiant and Spirit of Paris. No Woman, No Cry is 10-1. It's 20-1 or bigger prices for the rest of them. This filly at the head of affairs unraced Andy, but was an expensive purchase for the Coolmore boys, and reasonably well bred as well by Dark Angel. Easy to see why the money has come for her, with those who've had a run don't boast the most eye-catching form.
Yeah, the only thing that slightly tempers my enthusiasm with Lost in Love here is that Davy Watchman, her trainer, has gone quite a while without a winner. I actually tipped to one of his horses last night, and that horse will be got beat rather unluckily. It still managed to register a win for this yard. We've gone 47 days and 27 runners without a victory. So that obviously puts me off that horse. Then we then get onto horses who've had quite a bit of chances, such as Lights and Pure Happiness and Hekiba and those horses of the like. And we can readily pass those aside as well. So I'm left with Ionisation as my choice. Filly by the Carbon Unit. Of course, she used to be trained by Pat Shanahan. And Pat has done quite well this filly so far in her 2 starts to date. Third at Lingfield in the Decent Maiden on its opening salvo. Not a bad effort there. But stepped up market on that with a really good run the other day at the Curragh behind a horse called Mizar from the Prendergast Yard in quite a decent speed figure race. Now, the second horse, Fainlogue, has managed to win subsequently. Won at Tipperary the other night. So I think that form's okay. And the way this horse kept on from the mid-division to finish a never nearer third suggests to me that I think stepping back up in trip with a patient ride to suit this horse tonight. Well drawn, fitness on its side, trip should be fine, speed figures are good. Ionisation around about 7-1 looks the each way call in the 7:05.
Ionisation it is then in race number 3. We move on to the 7:35 now. Handicap action for us here after those 3 opening maidens. This is a 7 furlong handicap with 9 runners down to contest race number 4. And the betting this morning headed by Strada Di Carsoli at 7-4. Apricalis is 4-1, 7-1 another story. Colonel Maximus 7-1, 8-1 Midnight Mud Crabs, and it's 12-1 or bigger prices for the rest of them. The market principles here, Andy, all bring winning form to the table.
Yeah, Strada Di Carsoli was another winner for the Jura Lions camp here last week, but it did get a very, very easy and soft uncontested lead at the head of affairs. Now, whether that's going to happen tonight in a much more competitive feel race to it, i.e. a handicap, is obviously up to question. And at 7-4, I probably could pass him over on this occasion in favour of Acropolis, who managed to get off the mark at the 6 times I've asked him here a month ago in the hands of Kieran Fallon. Certainly caught the eye the time before to suggest that a win wasn't too far away. And Julie Obliged, as I said, a month later here in pretty impressive fashion, coming from a long, long way up the pace, having been slowly away from the outside box, had nothing behind it turning in, fresh air. So for this horse to run the field down in quite a decent speed figure to get up right on the line is certainly a commendable enough performance for me to go with it again tonight. I think the step up to Seven Fernals will really suit this horse, considering he was finishing stronger than everything last time out. Certainly breeding-wise, by no approach to suggest that would be not a problem whatsoever. So a likely improvement to come from an extra furlong. Has definitely got a good kick finish in him. His speed figures are suggesting that he's the one to beat. And he's available to back at 4-1 this morning, so a nice each-way price for probably my strongest bet on the card, Acropolis.
Okay, Andy's choice then in the 7.35. We'll move on to the 8.05 now. Another handicap for us here over seven furlongs and a maximum field of 14 line-up for this one with three reserves to get in should we have any absentees. And the market is headed by Zorba the Greek this morning at 11-4. It's 4-1 about Easy Boy. Dunard Prince is 8-1, 9-1 for Ask Dad. Filosofo is 10-1. It's 12-1 or bigger for the rest of them. In contrast to the previous handicap, Andy, one or two of these are a bit out of sorts at the moment.
Yeah, they certainly are. Not too many horses that stand out here. So I'd probably have to go for recent course and distance form. And that comes in the shape of Zorba the Greek, who was just gunned down late on by the strong finish Elusive in Paris the last day. And, of course, Elusive in Paris has been in fantastic form subsequently. Of course, he won again last night at Killarney, cementing his well-being. And I thought Charles O'Brien's charge on that occasion did nothing wrong. Certainly was unlucky, you know, the fact that it was his 10th run and no victories, but you can hardly say it was a step in the wrong direction. Reasonably drawn tonight, right in the middle of the field. The time figure that race suggests he's got to be competitive in a race like this. I don't think there's any Elusive in Paris in this race. The interesting one away from the favourite is this Filosofo, first run for Darren Bunyan. Darren's a decent trainer with the small string at his disposal. And he's certainly worth keeping an eye on. He picked it up for shirt buttons, this horse, from Richard Hannon. But he's also been gelded as well. So the combination of those two factors could improve Filosofo here, who looks off a dangerously tempting mark for future reference. But I'll stick with Zorba the Greek. Not with a great deal of confidence, but he looks the most logical choice.
Zorba the Greek it is. Then we move on to the penultimate race of the night coming up at 8.35. This is a mile handicap, where the betting is headed by Hurricane Cass at 3-1, 6-1 for Great Wide Open, Mascoon is 7-1, 8-1 Zylan, Reckless Lad 10-1, Indian Tomahawk 10-1, and bigger prices for the rest of them. I thought this one looked trappy, Andy.
Yeah, I could see why punters are going with Hurricane Cass here, or certainly why bookmakers have made him favourite. He caught the eye of the day in a decent race on the turf at Nace, suggesting that better things would come down the line. He was well backed on that occasion. He just didn't quite get home over that stiff mile. And you certainly mark him up as one to keep a very close an eye on. This is probably a race more in keeping with his profile, i.e. his all-weather form stands him up to closest inspection. He's one for one here, and he's well drawn from a yard that often attracts a lot of money for their individuals. But time figure-wise, there's only really two horses that can concern me with here. They just keep running to such a level here at Dundalk that I'll probably have to split mistakes on them both. Great Wide Open and Reckless Lad are the two horses in question. We'll start with Charles O'Brien's Great Wide Open, who, such a decent horse, has only ever won a couple of races in his life. But he's just been running against a very, very top company in the last two or three runs. And his speed figures have been really good. That third behind James in Missouri here, if he runs to that level here tonight, he's surely got to go well. He won here the time before, beating Mr. Wright, who's been one of the most improved horses in Ireland, in the last 6 months. So I think he's definitely going to be dangerous from a middle draw. And the other one, Reckless Lad, well, what can we say about him? Patrick Martin's done unbelievably well with this game and consistent six-year-old over the winter. Now, obviously, he's off a career-high mark, and the steady of 10-7, despite Donna O'Connor taking five off, could be enough just to anchor him down. But he's a very, very classy horse when he gets everything in his favour. He's run some unbelievable numbers. And drawn in stall one, he should get the luxury of running around the inside here tonight, which is a bit of a bonus for him. It's just his all-weather form is so good and his time figures are that great. I've got to stick with him to a small degree. So I'd probably split mistakes here on the two big speed figure horses here at Dundalk over this trip. And that's Great Wide Open and Reckless Lad.
Two against the field then for Andy in the 8.35. We'll go to the final race now then, coming up at 9.05, a two-mile staying handicap for us to enjoy here, where the market has been headed by My Mannequin Echo this morning at 4-1, 9-2 for Ibsen. Dane Quest is 9-2, No Cash Flow 7-1, Little Stampy at 9-1, and it's 10-1 or bigger prices for the rest. We've seen this Dane Quest run already this week, Andy.
We have, yes. He's been very industrious, hasn't he, of late? Virtually, even when I was on holiday, I think he won a run a couple of times. He's been certainly doing nothing wrong in his recent performances. That second behind Brock Opondo here was, again, another commendable effort. He won at Clonmel the time before. And of course, he won over 2 miles here back in April. Now, downloading my speed figures this morning, he's clocked 6 of the 8 fastest times. So he looks a bit of a no-brainer from an each-way perspective. William Hill have gone 9-2 this morning. It's hard to see this horse with that kind of form, those kind of speed figures, and his general consistency, not running his race yet again. We know he stays 2 miles really well, whereas quite a few of these were in the dark, the likes of Mind the Minute, Nico, Ibsen, to a smaller degree. They've all got questions to ask over this trip, whereas Dane Quest hasn't. So I do think this horse got off a good deal shorter than 9-2 as well. I think he would be almost like a 5-2, 3-1 poke when everyone realises what a good bet he is here. And he's a very strong recommendation in the last.
Dane Quest then gets a strong word for Andy in the 9.05. Just spin us through, please, one more time, your 7 selections for Wednesday night's card at Dundalk.
Yeah, I'd be quite confident of a decent haul tonight here at Dundalk. 7 races, maybe a couple of winners should get our noses in front. We'll start with Duck Egg Blue in the first, in the 6.30. All three of the market leaders can be fancied in some small way, but my pen is, or my dart has fallen down on the side of a likely story. Ionisation is the each-way choice in the 7.05. My best bet on the card, Apocalypse in the 7.35. In the 8.05, Zorba the Greek gets the choice there. In the 8.35, 2 against the field, the top one, Reckless Lad, and Great Wide Open. In the final race, what looks a really good each-way bet in my eyes, 9-2 about Dane Quest. I think we should fill our boots with that one.
Thanks very much, Andy. And you can join us here on William Hill's Racing Radio from 1:20 p.m. This afternoon. We've got Ayr, Bath and Warwick in the afternoon, and then into the evening we're at Kempton, Suddle and indeed over in Ireland at Dundalk. So plenty to enjoy on Racing Radio with us here at William Hill. Thanks for that, Andy. Best of luck, and we'll catch up again later in the week.
Will do. Cheers, Sam.
William Hill is committed to responsible gambling. Visit gambleaware.co.uk for more information.